Well, first of all, I just want to say this is a big loss for both Ron's family and Ron's radio family. And I think it's a big loss for, intelligent conversation about the big public issues. And what I remember about Ron was his real professionalism. He could be tough, he could be strong, and he could be unrelenting when he asked you questions, but he was always fair and enormously well prepared. So when you knew you talked with Ron, you were talking to a smart guy, not necessarily a smart aleck guy. No, he could shoot from the lip with the best of them.
Yeah, and he often shot from the lip, and those shots were towards you and Senator Cardin and other Democrats. But yet, you would be interviewed by him over the years, and you continue to praise him. What was it about him versus other talk radio folks that earned your respect?
Well, what I knew about Ron was that he took his responsibility very seriously. He loved his audience, and so he wanted to be prepared and a straight talker. Second, he really loved their Constitution, and he loved their First Amendment. He knew it was a great privilege in this country to be able to be on the airwaves and speak truth to power and truth to power about power. And what I liked about him was his informed professionalism, and it was never personal or cute little I gotchas.
You made a call to Ron a few weeks ago, and Ron and June were very deeply moved by that phone call. What did you tell him? What did he tell you?
Well, we kind of reminisced about our times together, and we thought about the various campaigns. You've got interview footage of me with a different waistline and bell bottoms, and Ron had a different hairline, and we kind of have grown up together in the Baltimore area in terms of our public personas. So we kind of reminisced about that. We talked about my 1986 campaign when he helped host a forum, and there was one man who came dressed as a fish, and we talked about all the wonderful people that could file for Congress. So I made it a lighthearted conversation, and then at the end told him how much he meant to me, in the sense that there was somebody out there talking about the issues that believed in straight talk, believed in speaking the facts, and told it like it is, whether it cost him a listener or whether it cost him an advertiser, he was willing to pay the price for speaking the truth.
What was your favorite Ron Smith memory? Was it that that fish situation with the fish guy in the fish costume at the debate, or was it something else?
Well, my favorite Ron Smith story was really that particular forum, because I was the front runner, and I wanted to be in the Senate. I didn't want to be in a fish tank, but Ron ran a very even-handed thing, and he fessed up and said, even as a moderator, it was pretty hard to maintain an even level hand doing that. But most of all, it wasn't about a single thing. It was about the pattern. You could count on Ron to be the same guy every day in every way. And he was the same guy that if you went into him, in Towson at the shopping center or picking up some wings for a game to be with June or something like that, he would be the same guy whether he was out on the street or on the airwaves. And, that's what people want. They want the real deal. They want authenticity. Ron gave it all. I'm just so sorry that we didn't have the kind of joy that he needed now. And we got to just keep at those kinds of things. Cancer is a terrible disease and has terrible consequences. So God bless Ron, and God bless our Constitution that enables people like Ron to be on the airwaves.